This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, welcome to the actual show. In the pregame, I talked to you about my commentary, the tragedy of the Nevada GOP, and the lessons you can learn. Don't let that happen to a state near you. Someone has got to talk to President Trump. One of Trump's best friends, Lee, is out of Florida. I sent this commentary to Lee, and Lee read it and said, "My God, you got to speak to the president. You got to find out how he can personally pick candidates and vet candidates. Same way we need extreme vetting on the border, we need extreme vetting with Republican candidates. Most of them suck. Terrible candidates. Why did Trump win? Why did Reagan win in a landslide twice? Because he had personality. Because he was a showman. He was an entertainer. He was an actor. And he had great views, by the way, but he knew how to project them. He knew how to communicate them. He was a communicator. Trump has all that. Very different style than Reagan. Obviously, a little more offensive. Obviously, Reagan wouldn't say offensive things all the time. Reagan wouldn't say anything off the top of his head. So Trump's completely different. But he is absolutely an entertainer and a showman. He's absolutely a guy who had the number one hit show on TV, the star of, and the producer of. Celebrity Apprentice and also The Apprentice. So Donald Trump knows everything about showbiz, and he's got to start picking the right candidates. Maybe he could name me as his right-hand man. The two of us could form a club where we pick candidates who have something called personality. Because politics isn't for boring people. Politics is show business. And if you don't get good candidates, the GOP is doomed. And you know why I say that? I never got to what my next column will be about. The Republican Party has to sell conservative values. They're much harder to sell than giving free stuff to everyone. Democrats don't need to be good salesmen. You're just handing out free stuff to everyone. A Republican's got to be a good salesman because you're selling capitalism, which says work hard. And if you don't work hard, you don't work smart, you don't work creatively, you don't work with energy, you might be left behind. And no one's going to give you anything because we want government to be small and limited. You might fall behind and be in big trouble. But you get what you earn and you get what you deserve. Those are not easy things to sell. They are if you can explain it properly to people, but you need more than a 60-second soundbite. And so you need great salesmen and great pitchmen and great preachers and great communicators. And that's what we got to start recruiting in the Republican Party. That's our problem. We have lousy salesmen, not just lousy showmen, lousy salesmen. Let's get to our Bill O'Reilly talking points, because Bill O'Reilly always has great wisdom for us. 16 years in a row, number one in cable news, and a great bestseller out there, Killing the SS. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly. Take it away.
I am Bill O'Reilly, and this is the Talking Points Memo. It drives me crazy watching TV news. I don't learn much anymore. This morning, I was watching about 9:10 Eastern time, and there was a reporter standing in front of a massive tent city. Okay, it was 6:10 out there, so most of the people were still asleep. So the reporter was going, "Well, here's the tents, and there's the sleeping bag, and there's the water bottles," and I'm going, "I see that. Tell me some information. How many people are there? Who paid for the tents? Who paid for the food? Who paid for the water? Who paid for the buses that took 6,000 people from Mexico City to Tijuana?" Nothing. Zero. Okay? Driving me crazy. On the analysis programs, you always have the same argument. Oh, the United States is bad. Tear gassing young women. Oh, we're terrible. Okay. So how would you, Miss Left-Wing Zealot, solve the problem? You don't get anything. You don't get anything. Well, you know, we have to be humane. We have, you know, never do you get a solution. So, I was very interested to see my pal Geraldo Rivera, who is a migrant advocate. And if you Google O'Reilly Rivera immigration, you will see one of the most intense shootouts of all time on cable news a few years back. Arroyo is a sincere guy. All right, and here's what he said about this latest migrant thing. Quote, both political parties have decided to leave border crisis unsolved. True. They must get off their butts and do something. True. That's two for Geraldo. Build a wall. Geraldo wants a wall. Three for Geraldo. Give amnesty to dreamers. Come back to that. All right. Restart a Bracero-type temporary worker program. Invest in neighboring nations to improve conditions and keep their people home. Okay, Bracero was under President Eisenhower in the 50s. It was a lot easier to come here to work back then because there weren't the volume of people that want to come here now. Couldn't do it now. On the Dreamers, okay, I'm willing to discuss amnesty for Dreamers who were taken here as little children and establish themselves, but they have to give something back to the country. They can't just be giving them stuff. They have to give something back. So if it's quid pro quo, I'm okay. The last one's just insane. Just insane. We're supposed to be able to regulate poverty in Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Nicaragua. We send the money. It doesn't do any good. I fund a charity called the Haitian Health Foundation. It is run by Americans, and they rebuild the mouths of children in Haiti. Because their teeth fall out from malnutrition and everything else. Okay. Over the years, I've given a lot of money. I've gone to the clinic. It is a beautiful charity. I wanted to go around Christmas time. Can't. You know why I can't? Because when you land at Port-au-Prince and you get in an automobile and you go to the clinic, which is about 15 miles outside of the capital, armed men will stop your vehicle and take all your stuff and maybe hurt you. Hundreds of millions of dollars have been donated by Americans to Haiti, a very small country. The poverty there now is worse than it's ever been. There's no law enforcement. There's no one in charge. It is a collapsing country. We've donated hundreds of millions of dollars. Bill Clinton, Sean Penn, George Clooney, you name it. Done nothing. Nothing. You cannot regulate behavior in foreign countries. And when you hear that on the news program, oh, we have to do Honduras. It is a pipe dream. That's a cliche that comes from people smoking opium in a pipe. That is BS. It's garbage. The truth is, there's only one solution to the migrant caravan. What the United States is doing right now. They can't come in. Because our system is overloaded now. The Associated Press reporting between 3 and 4 years to get an asylum case ruled upon. In the meantime, we're going to let tens of thousands of people in here. Because if you let the 7,000 down in there now, you don't think there's going to be 70,000 on their heels? There will be. So this is being handled responsibly by America. The media will show you pictures of babies being tear gassed. That's all the media wants to do. But I'll tell you what. If our borders are not enforced, if our immigration law isn't updated in a fair, tough way, that this country is going to suffer immeasurably. This is the issue of our time. You don't believe me? Go over to Austria. Go over to Germany. Go to Sweden. They've been overrun by migrants seeking asylum. Check it out. Go to London. That's the Talking Points Memo. I'm Bill O'Reilly for Newsmax, reminding you, my book, Killing the SS, is the number one nonfiction book all across the nation. We hope you check that out. And you can see me each night on BillO'Reilly.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back to Newsmax. Thank you, Bill O'Reilly, for the Talking Points. Democrats on the verge of unseating incumbent California Republican congressman again. 3 weeks after the election. Today is 3 weeks. It's been 3 weeks since Election Day, Tuesday, 3 weeks ago. We've got another Democrat, T.J. Cox, overtaking Republican incumbent Congressman David Valadao, who was up by 6.4% on election night. This is what I said. Does anybody listen? Does anybody care? I mean, President Trump was so focused on Florida, which is his basically home state. You know, he lives in Mar-a-Lago at least half the time. But he didn't notice what was going on in the rest of the country. He doesn't seem to care about Montana and Arizona and New Mexico and Maine. And here we have so many seats, so many congressional seats in California that were stolen. Valadao crushed T.J. Cox, a Democrat, in the primaries. He beat him in the primaries 2-1. That's how they run it in California. You have a primary, everybody's in, a Republican and Democrat, and then the two finalists, the top two, run in the general election. Could be two Democrats. If two Democrats win in California, it'll never be two Republicans. Most of the time, it'll be two Democrats. In this case, it was a Republican who beat the Democrat 2-1, but then you have to go in the general election. He beats him by 6.9% on election night, but a late ballot count put Cox ahead yesterday by 436 votes out of 111,000 counties. It's the exact trend of Democrats overtaking Republicans days and even weeks after the election. Most incredible thing I've ever seen in my entire life. They're stealing elections all over the United States. It's an absolute disgrace. We'll be back in a second here on Wayne Allyn Root Show with USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV. Also want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show. It's Sam Landis and the Landis Tax Group. He's developed a program, listen to this, that could solve most tax problems for a monthly fee of only $190 a month. And he gets it done quick. Call 1-800. We help you with the letter U, because you're an underdog. You take on the IRS without Sam Landis. But no one ever thought you could do it for $190 a month. Only Sam Landis can. He's Tax Superman. Call 800-934-3578 or go to the website, wehelpyou.com, with the letter U, so you're not an underdog. Wehelpyou.com, 1-800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the man who loves the Second Amendment, and I'm the man who loves Christmas. How about if I combine the two? I've got the Christmas gift of the year for you. I just wrapped it to put it under my tree. Ho, ho, ho! I've owned so many guns. However, my new Rex pistol is my favorite gun of all time. Whether you're a competitive shooter, weekend warrior, or simply looking to protect and defend yourself and your family, you deserve a Rex pistol under your tree for Christmas. One of the key factors for me in deciding which pistol to choose was whether it would work every time in every situation. Rex firearms are amazingly reliable, as evidenced by the torture test done by Military Arms Channel. Rex Firearms, imported exclusively by my friends at Fine Group, offer many different options from duty to tactical to compact carry or competition. They have a pistol for you. Everyone should get a Rex for Christmas. Simply put, it's Wayne Root's gun of choice. Rex Firearms are available at your favorite local firearms dealer or through many online retailers, including k-var.com. That's k-var.com. Use promo code ROOT to get your free paddle holster from Rex. Shipped with your gun. That's k-var.com.
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed, or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. That's 800-586-7112.
I don't often recommend books on my show. I'm such a busy guy, I could barely find time to write a book, let alone read one. But if I got a great one to recommend to you, A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford. With events ripped from the headlines of the peak moments of the Cold War, this book intertwines real places and events with supernatural evil and divine intervention, bringing both good and evil, seen and unseen, into modern times. This book pulls back the curtain to view the world in a whole new way, exposing the war between the light and the darkness playing out all around us right now. A Prayer of Vengeance is an action thriller full of suspense based upon powers of the Christian faith and what is possible if one believes. If you like Da Vinci Code and Along Came a Spider, you will love A Prayer of Vengeance. This book gets my highest five-star endorsement. Wayne Root loves it. This is the first book of a series, and I can hardly wait to read the next book author John Stafford has in store for us. A Prayer of Vengeance by John Stafford is available exclusively on Amazon. Go to Amazon.com now to get your copy of A Prayer of Vengeance, or learn more about this book at prayerofvengeance.com.
War now! Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. Elizabeth Warren to speak at an immigration conference with Linda Sarsour, Israel hater, Jewish people hater, Sharia law lover. Despite Women's March controversy over anti-Semitism, Elizabeth Warren has no problem. This is today's Democratic Party. Nobody says anything. It's just amazing to me. It's just shocking to me. It's the National Immigrant Integration Conference in Arlington, Virginia next month, and she's going to speak. A U.S. Senator, Democrat U.S. Senator, alongside Linda Sarsour. Linda Sarsour is actually so bad, she's been facing calls to step down from the Women's March by the founder of the Women's March and other leaders of the organization over her ties to Farrakhan, Louis Farrakhan, and the Nation of Islam, and her long-standing disdain for Israel. Bob Land, Tamika Mallory, Linda Sarsour, and Carmen Perez of Women's March have steered the movement away from its true course. I've waited hoping they would right the ship, but they haven't. Women's March founder Teresa Shook wrote on Facebook, in opposition to our unity principles, they've allowed anti-Semitism and hateful racist rhetoric to become part of the platform by their refusal to separate themselves from groups that espouse racist, hateful beliefs. What do you know? There's someone on the left finally telling the truth. I call for the current co-chairs to step down and to let others lead who could restore faith in the movement and its original intent. I wonder what they would say the original intent is. By the way, in 2014, while serving as executive director of the Arab American Association of New York, Sarsour tweeted a photograph of a Palestinian throwing a rock, writing, it's the definition of courage, throwing a rock at Israelis. She's also claimed that someone cannot be both a feminist and a Zionist while lobbying for Sharia law. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. You can't believe it. And to show you how careful you got to be who you let in the country, a mugshot released today of a Somali Muslim terrorist who tried desperately to run over Jewish people last Saturday on the Sabbath outside a Los Angeles synagogue. screaming the F word, Jews, while he circled around attempting to run over Jewish men. Somali Muslim Muhammad Abdi was arrested. Muhammad was arrested for assault with a deadly weapon and a hate crime that occurred in the area of Highland and Oakwood, right across from Beverly Boulevard on November 23rd. A witness snapped a picture of a Quran on Muhammad's dashboard. We've got a screenshot of it. And the media was still curious to call this an act of terror, still cautious that they wouldn't call this an act of terror because his religion is still unknown. He's a Muslim and he had a Quran on the dashboard, but his religion is unknown. But in contrast, when a Nazi shut up the Tree of Life synagogue last month, every headline was emblazoned with Nazi and white supremacists. I mean, this is the lies and the fake media. Folks, there's only anti-Semitism coming from one side, and that's the left. The left is filled with people, like here in Las Vegas, Nevada. Did you know that MGM is run by a guy, the CEO of MGM, who gives donations to CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations? You can't even believe it. Jim Murin, the CEO of MGM, and I've talked about this on my show many times about a year ago, but I've really stayed off it for a while. But he asked all of his employees to give money to CARE, the Council on American Islamic Relations, which has been called by the government an unindicted co-conspirator terrorism and a fundraiser for terrorism. Even a huge Democrat, Chuck Schumer, Democrat U.S. Senator, Democrat Minority Leader, even Schumer said that they're a front for all kinds of Islamic terror groups, and he, Jim Murin of MGM, wants to give money to them, and if employees give money, he'll match it. This is today's liberal. This is today's Democratic Party. It's hard to even believe. But you got to watch who comes in your country. Extreme vetting. And we got to be so careful with Muslim refugees who have views that are just abhorrent to everything America believes in. Hatred, racist views, hate speech, hatred of Jews, hatred of Christians, hatred of Israel, and a desire for Sharia law. And you can't let that into the United States. That's just a fact that we don't want that, because don't liberals say they're against hate? And aren't so many Jewish people like me, so many of my fellow Jews, aren't they liberal Democrats? They don't mind the hatred coming from the left? By the way, Rasmussen has a poll out today. Even independents don't want illegal migrant caravan invaders. So the American public, a majority, doesn't want them. And even independents don't want them. All I could say is the border is everything. It's everything. Because the whole world wants to come here. 7.2 billion people in the world. I confirmed that now. I think yesterday I said 7 billion. And I said I'd look it up. I looked it up. It's 7.2 billion. Good guess by me. Damn close. 7.2 billion. And they all want to come to America. And they can't. You can't let them in. There's only 340 million people in this country. You can't let in another 100 million or 200 million or 300 million and swamp the population. But Democrats want it because the whole country would be liberal forevermore. And everybody get welfare, become a welfare state, and it would go under. And the greatest middle class in world history would be destroyed. And the greatest country ever blessed by God would be destroyed. Drowned. We'll be right back.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
You USA Radio News.
As lawmakers return to Washington after a long Thanksgiving holiday, members of the House and Senate on the GOP side met with President Trump today at the White House to discuss a new budget bill that has to be passed by December 7th or the government would shut down. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says there's still a lot of work to be done on a bill.
We're trying to get the president the money he would like for the wall. That's part of the year-end funding discussion. That's one of the many things we've got to wrap up here at the end of the year.
Police in California are giving an update on the Southern California mass shooting at a bar in Thousand Oaks. Ventura County Sheriff Billy Yube says the gunman was armed with a .45 caliber semi-automatic pistol when he entered the Borderline Bar and Grill.
The suspect fired a total of more than 50 rounds. He has 7 high-capacity 30-round magazines. Those high-capacity magazines are illegal to purchase or possess within the state of California.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Thank you.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas. This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Just getting my headset on. Popped out of my ear at the moment the show started. The travails of a radio and TV talk show host. Cenogenics is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love Cenogenics. Founded in 1997, Cenogenics is the clear global leader in age management medicine, i.e. healthy aging, i.e. defying aging, i.e. anti-aging. They've got clinics all over the United States. They're a proven scientific approach, custom tailored to each individual. And guess what? They taught me how to eat. They taught me how to exercise. They taught me hormonal therapy. They taught me vitamins. They reversed every single problem I had. And I just got the latest blood test results. It's unreal. Every single problem I ever had, gone, or 90% gone, or 80% gone, and moving in the right direction to be 100% gone. Great results again. They just keep getting better. And I'm eating more than I've ever eaten, and I'm working out less than I've ever worked out. They've got this down to a science, and it's unreal. If you want the Wayne Root treatment, then make sure you call Cenogenics for your free, no-obligation consultation. You want to peel away 10 or 15 years like they did for me, and you can see it if you're watching right now as opposed to listening on USA. If you're watching on Newsmax TV, you know I look completely different than I did 5 months ago when I started this thing. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call 888-YOUNGER, as in I'm getting younger every day, peeling back the years, 888-YOUNGER. Or register at Cenogenics.com, Cena, C-E-N-E, Genics, G-E-N-I-C-S, Cenogenics.com. Free, no obligation consultation, clinics all over the United States. They can't wait to talk to you, 888-YOUNGER. Their main clinic, by the way, in Las Vegas, Nevada. But they have clinics all over the country, but the big one happens to be here in Las Vegas, and people fly in from all over the country and all over the world to get their treatments at Cenogenics in Vegas. Then they make a 3-4-day Vegas weekend around it. Great idea, by the way, no matter where you are. 888-YOUNGER. All right, let's take some calls. We've got a lot of calls waiting. We've got Virginia of North Carolina lined up first, waiting the longest. We'll take her. Virginia, hey. You're on with Wayne Root.
Hey.
How are you?
Hey, Alan, how are you?
Good. Hey, it's Wayne, not Alan, it's Wayne.
I mean, hey, Wayne, I'm sorry.
You Southerners, I'm actually, so a Southerner, I'm Wayne Allen, okay? So it's Wayne Allen Root. Wayne Allen, but I just call myself Wayne. I use the middle initial just because it's war, that's all. So how you doing, Virginia? What's on your mind?
I'm good. The reason why I'm calling is with this concern on the border. You know, what we're witnessing is actually with this caravan is a prelude to an actual invasion on all fronts
right.
to the United States externally and internally. And obviously, it seems like, well, no surprise, being funded by George Soros, his NGOs, as well as many corporations and techs. Companies in the United States. You know, Wayne, I believe that Trump, as our president, was elected for this time by God to turn our country around. If Trump fails because of the evil deep state, the Rhino Republicans, the Democrats, you know, Wayne, we are in big trouble. America will no longer be what we knew. The American people better wake up. They better wake up.
And hopefully, Virginia, hopefully you heard my commentary to start the show. We have some lousy candidates. That's the problem.
You know, I'm so disappointed in the GOP. I really, if Trump was not the fighter that he was, now there is not everything that he does that is 100%, but you know something? He is fighting and everybody is against him. And it's a total disgrace, just a disgrace as to what I am seeing and witnessing, seriously.
Isn't it funny, though?
American people better wake up.
You could see it. I, as your host of this show, see it. All my listeners and all my viewers see it. Trump's fighting for us. Trump's a one-man army. Trump was handed to us by God. We all see the same thing. Yeah. And yet none of the rich people could see it. Because all the rich people are bribed and part of the D.C. swamp. They make their money off government contracts. They make their money off big corporations, multinational corporations. They make their money off illegal immigrants working for low wages. They're all bribed. They're all tied to the lobbyists, the lawyers, the government. But we can see it. The American people, most of Trump's voters, aren't rich. We are small business and small independent contractors.
But you know something? I'm disappointed in the American people, and you know why? It doesn't matter if the GOP were bad, good, or otherwise. How do you pull a lever for a Democrat knowing what they stand for?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think as many pulled it as you think, Virginia.
Well,
I don't think so.
I think it was
all fraud. It's all voter fraud. It's all illegal aliens and voter fraud. I'm telling you.
Well, I called called the White House, and I left a comment for Trump. If he does not get this under control, they're going to steal the election.
Hey, Virginia, we're losing you. I don't know what happened. I guess you're on a cell phone, but we lost you. Virginia, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's take Mike in Maine on line 4. Mike, you're on with Wayne Root. It says Maine is still in a recount. What's happening out there?
Hey, Wayne.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, Wayne. It's good to hear your voice. Thanks for what you do out there.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, a lot of people aren't paying attention to this deal up in Maine, but I'm going to tell you, Bruce Poliquin, who's a great congressman out of the 2nd District, is gone to court, and he's doing a recall, hand ballot recall.
Not a recall, now, a recount. Recount,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Listen, here's the situation. This is a new ploy by the Democrats to steal elections.
Of course.
And the Republicans better be paying right attention to this. Now, what they did was they came up here with a referendum situation. And most of the people, read a little bit about it, and they voted for it. It's called ranked choice voting, and it's one scary deal. You get to not only vote for the guy you want to vote for, but then you can have a second choice and a third choice.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened up here was that people really had no idea what they were really voting for. Now, I listen to two local guys that are on the Portland station every morning, Ken and Matt. Both great guys. One's a Democrat, one's a Republican. And I'll tell you, these guys have been in politics all their life.
And they
can't figure out this.
Yeah.
They can't even explain it to the listeners. And these guys know this stuff. And I'll tell you, you can imagine what that does to the average voter.
Right.
So, this is another point. Now, we lost it. We lost it to a Democrat. Because it's basically a stolen election. Poliquin won by 2,000 votes. Yet now, on a recount and this foolish system. But I'm telling you, the Democrats are weaponizing this. And if this thing spreads to other states, we got big problems. So the Republican Party needs to stand up and back up Bruce Poliquin in Maine. Because even if he loses his seat, he's fighting to make sure this stuff doesn't spread.
Right.
So please tell everybody to pay more attention to this.
What's it called? Is it called ranked voting? Is that what it's called? Ranked?
Ranked choice voting is what it's called.
Yeah.
Look it up. See, this is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it's a great way to steal elections like they did up here in Maine.
Yes.
So,
I'm with you. All right.
I want everybody to be aware of it. Nobody's really paying a lot of attention.
All right, Mike, we got to run. Ranked choice voting, no good. How about top two, no good, where, they ensure in California the two people in the runoff are generally a Democrat and a Democrat. And, oh, by the way, the first time we win one of those, a Republican wins 2-1, you still got to go to the election because it's still the top two. He's one of the top two. He beats number two by 2-1, then he loses in the general election. Okay, he's up by 6.9% on election night, and 3 weeks later he loses. You tell me what's going on. The election stolen all over this country. They stuffed the ballot box with illegals and false absentee ballots, and they still win, even though we beat them. Despite that, they find more absentee ballots. The more they need, the more they find. Whatever they need, they find. They just wait for election night, and they say, all right, we're down by 3,000 votes. Let's create 4,000 fake absentee ballots. That's what's going on. You can see it. By the way, I'm an odds maker in Vegas. Let me just say this to all you skeptical Democrats out there. Oh, Wayne Root's lying. It's not possible that you win every election where new votes are found. It's not possible. It's not possible you win every election where we're leading on election night and the other person wins, and that's always a Democrat. Find me a case where a Democrat was leading on election night and a Republican found boxes of ballots and they won. There is no such case. You've done that over 20 times, and you're telling me that's real? That's not fraud? I'm the only one with the guts to say it is all it comes down to. The rest of the Republicans are lily-livered cowards, afraid of their own shadow, so they won't say out loud that it's all election fraud. It's all BS. Let's take Donald in California on line 1. Donald, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Okay, thank you. I hope you don't turn me off, because every time I call them, turn off right off the bat.
Oh, well, you're on with Wayne Root right now, so you're not turned anywhere. You're talking. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Tell us what
you think. I have a theory that if you took, pass a law where only way you could get help or help is you have to be an American citizen. Otherwise, if you did that, all these illegals wouldn't keep coming here, because the Democrats in the future, the Gentiles, made it where you come here, we'll give you free cars, we'll give you this, and we'll give you that. You pass a law, you have to be an American citizen. Half of these people wouldn't come across. Another thing, I have a theory why all these caravans are coming here. They're trying to come here so they could destroy our country and make it back to what Spain was. That's my theory. You might think I'm a fanatic for saying this. That's what my theory is.
I don't think you're fanatic. I just don't think it's that complex. They're not coming here in their minds to destroy America. They're coming here to get free welfare. You know, Jeb Bush was completely wrong. They don't come here out of love for their families. They come here out of, ooh, America's giving out welfare checks. America's giving free medical. America's giving free drugs. You know, free pharmaceuticals. That's all it comes down to, I think. It's that simple. They don't come here going, ooh, I'm going to ruin America. Although they do come here flying Honduras flags. So that's disgusting right off the bat. That'd be like me leaving America and going to Italy but flying an American flag as I try and illegally break into Italy. It just defies logic. If you're coming to America, fly an American flag, you idiots. I mean, it just defies logic. I'm going to break into France, but I'm going to fly an American flag. So I tell the French, America's superior to you, but I'm coming to your country because I don't like America. It makes no sense. But believe me when I tell you, they don't think they're coming here to destroy America. They're coming here to get paid. Cut off the welfare, and they won't come anymore. You got to stop this stuff. No welfare for illegals. They won't come anymore. No birthright citizenship. They won't come anymore. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Right back at you. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and I've got a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk 3 hours a day on radio and TV. That's 720 hours a year. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat's 110% better. My throat is now a workhorse. That's because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, virus, even yeast. Now, a more advanced silver formulas available in a liquid, gel, or lozenge form. These lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. They'll work for you, too, with cold and flu season upon us. My doctor suggests, but Wayne Allyn Root doesn't suggest, I enthusiastically urge you to try these amazing, remarkable, all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggests.com. Use promo code ROOT10 to save 10% off. That's mydoctorsuggests.com.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
War now.
Now you can.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
I'm looking at the headline of Drudge Report. The Clintons play to hundreds of empty seats on the first date of the Billary Tour, meaning Bill and Hillary Clinton are on tour around the United States, and they play to hundreds of empty seats. And I'm telling you, it plays into my narrative that my gut instinct says they didn't just win the election. They're the biggest frauds that ever lived, the Democratic Party. They can't get anyone to show up at a Clinton event. They can't get anyone to show up at an Obama event. Former President Obama showed up in Vegas. Place was half empty. Joe Biden showed up. Nobody showed up. Completely empty. Down in Florida, they showed up. Major events for Gilliam, the Democrat running for governor that wound up losing by a razor-thin margin. Nobody showed up. Nobody shows up at Democratic events, and Trump brings in 20,000, 30,000, 15,000, 10,000. And yet we lost the House. How do we lose the House? Because they stole elections with illegals voting and these ballots that show up out of nowhere. It's just voter fraud after voter fraud. By the way, this segment of the show is sponsored by ECI Development. Because they're right on the money. They wrote this before the election. Everywhere you look, the U.S. is on the brink of chaos. Regular people being accosted in Portland streets, homes being defaced, people being screamed at and taunted in restaurants. All it'll take is one election to go the wrong way. That's 2020. Will you be ready to protect your family and yourself? If you need to take refuge outside the U.S., where will you go? You must find a place, a safe place to land. Set up your plan B now and get residency abroad. And the number one place in the world to get a second residency right now is Panama. Simple, easy, affordable. Find out how. Request a free guide to second residences around the world so you can be prepared. And the first 100 callers also receive the Planting Your Flag in Panama handbook for free. So you get both for free, including the free guide to second residences. Call, get the pen out, toll free, 800-290-3028, 800-290-3028, 800-290-3028, or go to listentowayne.com. Go to their website, listentowayne.com. It's not my website. It's not my product. I don't make any money on it, but they're smart. They know you got to create a memorable website for the listeners and viewers of my show, so it's listentowayne.com. All right, let's take some calls to end the show. It's the last segment of the show, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, otherwise known as Root Reaction, and we've got Cindy in California on line four. Cindy, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
I want to know why everybody who said they would leave the U.S. if Trump became president is still here.
Because they're all full of crap. That's why. They make a lot of money.
Yeah, well, yeah, they can't back it up. But not only that, but I remember when George W. got elected and they accused him of cheating and then he got reelected.
Yeah. Well, when you say they accused him of cheating, that was the hanging chads in Florida.
Yeah.
I don't know, yeah, there was no cheating across the United States,
Florida.
Systemic cheating. Florida always has its problems, but, you know, here you have the entire country with cheating. And George W. Bush never had one county like Palm Beach County where they printed up thousands of ballots days after the election to try and steal it for him. That never happened with George Bush. They were just hanging chads, which could have benefited either side and happened to benefit George Bush. He wins Florida and he wins the country. But it's Democrats who have made it into an art to steal elections with voter fraud. They started with John F. Kennedy, a major voter fraud in Texas and Illinois, and it continued on for many years, but it was never as bad as it was this past election. It's gotten really, really bad. They tried it with Trump, but, you know, if you win by 10, they can't cheat 10. They can only cheat 9, so you still win. So that's why it looks like he won so close, or he lost the popular vote, but won the electoral vote. But all of our other candidates didn't win by 10. Look at the guy in California. Won by 6.9% in election night, still loses. Got to win by 10 or more. You can't win the election. That's how bad it's gotten. Cindy, thank you for the call. Let's take Marie in New Jersey, one of our old favorites. Hey, Marie, how are you?
Good, and you look so beautiful. You look handsome tonight.
Well, thanks, Cinegenics. Cinegenics.
Oh, you look great. You look great. Well, I wanted to say this. We have gotten ourselves in this mess with the illegals and the border because the leaders, our past leaders, they owe the American people an apology because allegedly they sold out, you know, they sold the people out for comfort and for money. They sold us out and they forgot about protecting the American people. Okay. In 2006, they had the Fence Act. All right. But that's not good enough. Today, President Trump knows and understands the problem that we have at that border. And so we need the funds. We need a real border.
Desperately.
And we need to fix immigration law. So the American people, you know, we have to evolve. So we have to grow up now and take the responsibility. This is our home. Let's not get manipulated. Let's get back on track. And President Trump is helping us with that.
Well, you know, when he talks about sealing the border and closing it with Mexico, that's a great idea because they couldn't live a week without us. I don't think they could live 48 hours without us. If all the traffic was stopped from Mexico to the United States, do you think that would really hurt the United States? That would hurt Mexico. I don't know why you don't run a country like a businessman. Trump's the first guy to try and do it, but that's always been my argument. Go back and look at any of my 12 books, and I say, why don't we elect politicians who are common sense businessmen and women to run the country like a business? If you have an advantage over someone in business, you use it. We have an advantage over Mexico. We are the only reason they survive. We're their lifeline. Without us, Mexico, we're their biggest customer. Nothing would survive in Mexico without the United States helping them out. Close the border, we're fine. I wouldn't notice it for that week. They'd go under. Stop vacationing in Mexico. Stop buying from Mexico. Watch the pain. We have the ability and the power to put them out of business. Bring them to their knees and bring them to their senses. So let's do it. Close the border, President Trump. Wayne Allyn, War Now, USA Radio. God bless. See you tomorrow. Have a great night.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.